Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, a proud supporter of Living on Earth. My dream is that after you finish eating our organic yogurt, you can eat the cup. That way, there's nothing to even recycle. Learn more about our green packaging ideas at stonyfield.com.
Well, about 200 years ago, John Chapman made a name for himself by walking the Ohio River Valley, preaching the gospel, and planting orchards along the way. In doing so, Johnny Appleseed passed along food for thought and created forests that frontier folk could feast on. And today, city dwellers in Seattle are likewise spreading the word and preparing to plant seeds and seedlings to create an urban food forest. In the Beacon Hill neighborhood overlooking the Seattle skyline, Jenny Pell is helping residents of the community convert a 7-acre plot of city grass into a forest Johnny Appleseed would eat up. And if things work out, so will a lot of locals. Jenny Pell is a permaculturalist specializing in creating sustainable community landscapes and designer of the Beacon Hill Food Forest. Welcome to Living on Earth.
It's great to be here.
So what's a food forest?
Well, a food forest is a system that we design to mimic a natural forest ecosystem. So we're trying to fill in those same elements of a natural forest with things that are edible, useful. We're looking at big overstory canopy trees, smaller trees that fit into that, going down to a shrub layer, down to sort of an herbaceous layer and ground cover, and all the way down into the rhizosphere, into the root zone.
So things like mushrooms, vines, herbs, berries, nuts, that kind of thing?
Absolutely, yeah. In this project, this food forest, when we met with all the different people from the community, what they wanted absolutely was fruits and berries and big nut trees. That was their biggest request. So we're looking at paths with berry bushes on both sides, and we're going to have mixed fruit orchards and big nut orchards. And one of the nut orchards I'm designing has a very specific Asian tilt to it, so it's going to have big overstory sweet chestnuts, and the understory will have persimmons and mulberries and Chinese haws, and then going down into the lower zone will be really familiar herb and lower plants from the Asian palette.
How do you mimic a forest without turning it into something, you know, that Disney would like?
Well, I don't know that it would be bad if Disney liked it.
Can you design something that's natural?
You can. So we're really good at picking things that are going to play well together. So we're going to see like the overstory canopy tree is going to let in a little bit of shade, which is going to allow this next thing to grow. And then on the edge, we're going to have a whole lot of sun, but the larger trees behind it are going to shelter it from aggressive winds and things like that. And then when we step back, those plants are going to grow in their own relationships. Nature kind of takes over at that point.
This seems as much philosophy as farming.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. Permaculture is an ethical framework with a lot of principles that give us a design methodology, really trying to get to sustainable, resilient human communities, and also embed the skills in the community, invite people back into that process, get people excited about learning skills.
In terms of the one in Seattle, what kind of skills will these people need, and who are they that are going to build this?
This neighborhood is a really fascinating neighborhood. It's one of the most ethnically diverse zip codes in the United States. And so we have folks who are Latino, we have folks from many different Asian countries, we have African Americans, we have recent African immigrants, really, really different folks living there.
Can anybody kind of walk in and feast on your forest?
For the private garden plots, those are really people's individual vegetable gardens. And no, we don't want anybody helping themselves to those. But for the rest of the garden, the invitation, again, is going to be, this garden takes work, and you certainly are welcome to help yourself to some. And if you want to get involved in bigger harvests, come on harvest day and help out. That'll be pruning the trees, mulching the trees. That'll be propagating from some of the plants. So we're hoping that people will come in and, for example, help cut the raspberries back and then take home 5 or 10 raspberry plants to put in their own backyard. People have been signing up by the score with comments like, put me to work. I can't wait to get my hands dirty. Let me know when I can show up with my wheelbarrow.
Now, as I understand it, this is going to be the largest food forest of its kind.
That's not entirely true. It'll be the largest food forest on public lands in the United States. So food forests are not new. There are really large food forests in other parts of the world. That is one I've seen a video on that's in the Middle East. That's a 2,000-year-old food forest with overstory date palms and bananas and persimmons and citrus, and it's pretty amazing. But it's been continually managed over time for 2,000 years. So I think what's captured people's imagination so much about this project worldwide is that it's so solutions-oriented and it's so accessible.
So Jenny Pell, fast forward 2,000 years, you come back to the Beacon Food Forest. Is it still going to be there?
Let's jump forward 2,000 years. Let's jump forward 20 years first. What I would like to see there is that this food forest, I'm going to call it one of the living genetic banks of really valuable material in the Pacific Northwest. And what I'd like to see that is kind of a seed nursery or a plant nursery that's going to propagate and spread well beyond the borders of that food forest. That I can imagine just sort of blossoming all across the Seattle landscape. Also, in a lot of ways, this park is intended to serve the local neighborhood. We already recognize that it's going to become a destination for people. Other people are going to come and want to look at it and maybe replicate it. So what pieces of this are going to inspire people to take it and make it their own?
Jenny, you got a forest in your backyard?
I'm renting a house right now, but what I do have is a young food, and a mixed annuals and perennials garden in the parking strip. Seattle, a couple years ago, had the Year of Urban Agriculture, and they gave up all the parking strips. If you want to grow food in them, you can grow anything you want. So I put in berries and fruit trees, and you name it, I got it growing.
I'm coming to your house. That's great.
Yeah, we grow a lot of food. I mean, we grow food year-round in my garden here in Seattle.
Permaculture expert Jenny Pell is designer of the Beacon Food Forest in Seattle, Washington. Well, Jenny Pell, thank you so very much.
It's been a pleasure.